today, before we get into our series, let me make a quick announcement and let you know that today, immediately following the service, if you are new to our church and have not attended one of our newcomers' dinners, we want to invite you to stay after, right immediately following this service today. We have lunch prepared for you. Our staff is going to be there to get a chance to meet you. And so, whether this is your first time today or maybe you've been here for a couple of months, it doesn't make a difference. If you're new to the church today, we want to and haven't had a chance to attend one of our newcomers' dinners, we invite you to come. It'll be through those double doors to the back there. Some of you may be smelling that food already coming through. That's just torture, isn't it? Have to smell that food coming through. But you'll smell that food coming through. It's got just a great meal plan for you. We want to get a chance to meet you. Our staff and leadership want to get a chance to meet you a little bit better. So make sure you plan on staying. Get a free meal on us and have a chance to meet us and just to hear a little bit from us. We want to tell you a little bit more about the ministries of our church and things and places that you can know more about how to get involved and places maybe you even want to serve. And so this is a good time. Make sure you plan on being there immediately following the service back in the youth area. Well, today, as we continue in our series, Who is the Holy Spirit? Let me read you an email. This is one email I've got this week that I tell you, I probably have more emails over this series than I've had in a long, long time. And one of our great school teachers in the four-state area, Haley Hodson, wrote me this letter. She said, dear Pastor, I just have to tell you that the series on the Holy Spirit has changed my life. Every morning I wake up and say, hello, Holy Spirit. I am feeling God more in my life right now than I have ever before. I can't get enough of the Lord. I had an amazing thing happen to me today. I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit talking to me and placing the name of a friend on my heart. I began to pray for this person, even though I had no idea what was happening in her life. I emailed her today and simply told her that God was wanting me to pray for her, and if there's anything I could do for her, to let me know. Her reply back to me floored me. She was in the middle of having a miscarriage and thought it was odd timing that I would start to pray for her not knowing of her situation. In parentheses, she writes, by the way, my friend is atheist. I am hoping that this simple miracle might open her eyes to the greatness of our Lord and what God has in store for her. Thank you, Pastor, for your teaching me about the presence of the Holy Spirit, Haley Hodson. And this is just one thing we're seeing, whereas we are yielding to God. How many know that, man, what a great impact it was on this lady's life for her to call up because she was directed by God, directed by the Holy Spirit, to say, I'm praying for you today. There's something going on. What can I pray with you about? And that person who was an atheist to say, what? What do you mean God's speaking to you? I don't believe in God, but yet how did you know that I was going through something? I mean, that's the kind of things that when we yield to the Holy Spirit, that God does it. He says that he would give us the impartation of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he wanted us to be his what? His witness. He said, you shall receive the Holy Spirit to have power to be his witness. What greater way to be a witness when you can call somebody up and say, man, God just told me to pray with you about this. And I'm like, how'd you know this? There's no way you could have known this except through the Holy Spirit. This is what we're talking about. How many times during the day would maybe the Holy Spirit want to do that in our life? And we would say, that's just me missing them. Maybe that's just me thinking about them. And we would have blew it off. But because we are opening ourselves up to the Holy Spirit, its direction and giftings in our life, we're being directed by the Holy Spirit. We've talked last several weeks about several things about the Holy Spirit. We explained its meaning, who he is, and we established that he is a part of the Godhead. To say we don't believe in the Holy Spirit would be the same thing as saying we don't believe in God or we don't believe in Jesus. We have to believe in one. We have to believe in all three. Well, it doesn't makes sense. And so we have to make sure that we keep him at the front of the Godhead. He is part of the Godhead. We realize that he's a person and he wants to have that relationship with us that guides us into all truth. Jesus said, I must go away that I can send my Holy Spirit. He went away so he could delegate so that you and I could have access to him. Otherwise, there'd be no way we could get to Jesus with it. I mean, if Jesus was alive today, there'd be no way we could physically touch him or talk to him because millions upon millions of people would be trying to get to him. They'd be in Jerusalem, packed out. There'd be no way you could get to him because there'd be so many people trying to get to him. But because he is delegated and left, it says, now I send my Holy Spirit. Every one of us have the ability to have that personal relationship with Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. He empowers us. He can touch us. He can work those miracles in our life. He can give us those words of knowledge. We can prophesy. Those things are happening in us. Well, today, we're going to talk about a message I know has intrigued many of you. Many of you have been talking about it all week, and we're going to answer this question, does the Holy Spirit speak in tongues? It's just a million-dollar question that many of you want to have answered. And where does it fall in a believer's life? Is it real? Is it for today? Is it not for today? We're going to be talking a lot out of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And as we look at this, we're seeing where Paul is teaching us the difference between the public gift of speaking in tongues and the private grace that is for every believer. And last week we talked about the gifts of the Spirit and how that sometimes that there's a gift of tongues giving out. That's a man speaking an unknown language that only God understands, and God gives the interpretation to somebody else who can share the intent. The intent of the message. This is what God was saying. And Scripture teaches us. Now, let's make a clear few things up before we get into Scripture here. You're going to see this common thread throughout this first this chapter 14, is that Paul was trying to teach us that what was happening was that because they received this new gift of speaking in tongues, that the New Testament churchmen, the Corinth church, they were just going out speaking in tongues everywhere. They were so happy. Man, we got this tongue thing, and they're just doing it. And they'd walk up to you, didn't know who you was, and they just start speaking in tongues. Like, wow, look at this. You know, and they just start speaking in tongues. And people are like, what's, you know, and people didn't have no understanding, and people were being freaked out because they didn't understand what was happening. And there was no interpretation. They just expected you were going to have the interpretation, whether or not you had any understanding what the Holy Spirit was or not. They just expected. And so Paul was trying to deal with something in the church here, and he was not trying to stop speaking in tongues, okay? I want to make that very clear. Paul was not trying to stop speaking in tongues, but he was trying to bring some order and tell the Corinthian churches, and listen, there's something about speaking in tongues you need to know, that the speaking in tongues, when it comes to public display of speaking in tongues, it should be done for the believers. It's done for the believers that we do this. So when you have a group, when there's all believers there and a message comes forth in tongues, that would be proper. But he says, listen, when there's unbelievers there, when people are there who are not saved and have no knowledge, he says it's better if you would prophesy. Because when you prophesy, you speak in your own tongue and they can understand. And that brings people to the knowledge of Christ. Now, he didn't say not to speak in tongues, but he says this. Basically, what he was saying was this. He was saying, all right, if I'm going to pray for Bill, come here a second, Bill. If I'm going to pray for Bill, and maybe I don't know who Bill is. Maybe Bill's my first time in my church, and I don't know if he's a Christian. I don't know what his background is. And so if I'm going to pray for Bill, it's not good for me as a Spirit-filled Christian to come up and start speaking in tongues to Bill. Because he may be floored and think, what's this guy doing? He has no idea what I'm saying. It would freak him out. Thanks, Bill. He's not a new Christian. He's a good member of our church. Okay. But if I'm praying for Dan, come here, Dan. But if I'm praying for Dan, in my heart, I know Dan's a Spirit-filled Christian. And if I was to speak in tongues while I was praying for Dan, it would not freak him out at all. He would know what I was doing. I was praying in the Spirit. He would receive it openly because Dan has the knowledge of the Holy Spirit. And so it would not bring confusion to his life. It would bring edification to him. Okay? He would know that maybe I was praying and maybe I didn't know how to pray. So maybe I would pray in tongues at first. And then through that praying through the Spirit, I would receive something directly to Satan. And then I'll stop and say, all right, let me tell you what God's saying to me, Dan. And I would share it in English, what God was saying through the Spirit. Okay? That's the difference. That's where we're called. And say, well, Pastor, I grew up in a church where they spoke in tongues all the time. Well, I'm not saying that was wrong. But according to what Paul was saying, he's saying if there's unbelievers there, he says, it's better that you would prophesy. But he said, I speak more. And then Paul said this. He said, I speak in tongues more than any of you. Okay? He said, I speak more in tongues all the time. I speak more than any of you guys. So don't even think I'm saying not speak in tongues. What he was saying was when there's unbelievers there, he's saying it's better that you would prophesy. And then where would that fit? That means that when we have small groups of people, we have prayer meetings, we have groups and classes going on when there's only believers there, then it is right to speak in tongues if that's God has given that happen. If God wants to give out a message in tongues, that's not known through the Spirit man. That's not known through our physical ears, but we know it's happening in the Spirit praying to God. And God sends the interpretation. That is right when it happens to believers. So let's get into this and talk a little more. I know a lot of you got questions. We're going to answer a lot of these questions maybe that you have right now as we talk about the Spirit and what the gift of tongues and where it is for our life. I believe today that we know this, that we, maybe all of us have grown up in different kinds of churches. Very few people grew up in a church that was balanced, I find out. I really, as I talk to people, very few churches were really balanced in this. You know what I'm talking about? Some churches you grew up in where the tongues was like, that's of the devil, man. Don't even go there. Those people are loony. Don't even go there, where that was not for the day. Then you got other churches where you grew up in that maybe, you know, it was just so unbalanced that they used the gifts of tongues, and it was like this badge of honor. I speak in tongues. And they just went out doing it all around everywhere all the time, and it had no meaning. It had no biblical meaning to it other than they were showing off their spiritual tongue. And so we've seen both sides. And so maybe you've been a part of that. And you say, you know what? I saw that happening that way, and it just wasn't for me. Or maybe you were raised in a way where you say, you know, I was always taught that it was not right. And so today, what I'm hoping we can do is just look at Scripture as we're opening ourselves up to the Holy Spirit and what God is saying through the power of speaking in tongues, that today that this is a gift We talked about the gifts last week, that God is charisma, that he gives us the grace, his gifts, the grace he gives to you and I. And the speaking in tongues is a gift from God. It's for the believer. It's for you and I that we can use to bring edification to ourselves. So let's look at it and see about this. Let's talk about it. So what about the speaking in tongues? Number one, first of all, we see it is scriptural. It is scriptural. 1 Corinthians 14:2. Let's bring that up. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to who? But to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. What's he saying? He said, when you speak in tongues, you're not speaking to man, you're speaking to God. When you speak in an unknown tongue, you're not speaking to man, you're speaking to God. And he calls this thing, I want you to catch this because this is very, very important. He uses the phrase in the spirit, that when you're praying in the spirit, he's referring to the same thing as praying in tongues, okay? So when we see this thought, this word, this phrase, praying in the spirit, it's referring to the same thing as speaking in tongues. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him, but however in the spirit he speaks mysteries. Let's look at verse 14 through 18. For if I pray in a tongue, this is Paul speaking. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What's his understanding? He's talking about his mind, okay? If I pray in a tongue, my spirit is praying to God. That's what he's saying. But my understanding is unfruitful. I don't understand in my mind what's happening. So what's the conclusion then? He says, I will pray with the spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. What's he saying? He's saying, when I pray in tongues, that tongues is doing what? I don't have an understanding what I'm saying, but my spirit is praying to God. My spirit is praying to God. And even though I don't understand fully what's happening, it's my spirit crying out of me praying to God. You ever had some time when you just don't know how to pray? You ever had that moment when you know you need to pray and you just don't have the words to say? There's been times in my life I've gone through things. I was so much into something in my life that I just needed God so bad and I couldn't even pray. I couldn't even have words to say. There was times in my life that the Spirit came in me and the Spirit began to pray through me and I could feel the Holy Spirit as I began to speak and pray in tongues. It was praying to God for me and it was ministering to me. And as I was praying, even though my mind did not understand it, my heart was being ministered to. My spirit, man, was being ministered to. Look what he says. Otherwise, if you bless with the Spirit, now the word bless there, that means pray, okay? So if you pray in the Spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen? Amen means to come into agreement with, right? So he's saying, if a person doesn't understand the spirit of speaking in tongues and you're speaking in tongues, he goes, how can he agree with you at your giving of thanks since he does not understand what you're saying? For you indeed give thanks, well, but the others is not edified. Yeah, but the other is not edified. I thank my God. Look what he says. But I thank my God. I speak with tongues more than you all. So what was he saying here? He was saying that it's okay to speak in tongues. It's all right to speak in tongues, but he goes, I speak in tongues to edify my spirit. And I also speak with a regular language because it also brings edification with understanding. Paul says, I do both. And there's a place for both. That's what we're trying to realize here. There's a place for both. There's a time to pray in the spirit and there's a time to pray with understanding. And when we're with people that we're trying to minister to, the most of the time, it's going to be best in most situations to pray with understanding so they can come to know what you're saying. If I can tell you in something in tongues, maybe you don't understand what God's trying to say. But if I speak it to you in English, you can say, yes, that's exactly what I needed to hear. That's what he's meaning by this. And so it brings glory to God. But it is a scriptural thing that we are to speak in tongues. It's a gift for every believer. It's a benefit. Number two, it's a benefit. It's a benefit. Let's look what 1 Corinthians 14:4 says. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. Now listen, when we read this, we can very easily look at this scripture and think that Paul's trying to put one over the other. And this is not the intent of what he was trying to say here. He was not trying to say, but he who prophesies is a little better than the one who speaks in tongues. That's not what he was trying to say. Because when you first read that, that's what it kind of looks like, doesn't he? The word but here oftentimes is translated and so, okay? So that when he's using this word but, it's actually the original translation. It's actually saying and. So he's saying, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. And so, he who prophesies edifies the church. He's saying they both have their place. One's for edifying of yourself, and the other is for edifying of the church. And so when it's better when you're in the church that we prophesy, because it brings edification to the whole body. When I'm alone, it's good that I develop that prayer language of speaking in tongues, because it edifies me. And sometimes when we read that, you say, isn't that kind of selfish? No, it's not. Let me tell you this, that we need to be edified. And there is nothing wrong with edifying yourself. Now, you need to build yourself up. We see where David, it says that he had to encourage himself before the Lord. Today, we need times of encouraging ourselves before the Lord. We need times of personal edification when we can pray in a spiritual language when no one's around, and we can just pray in our spirit, and the spirit man prays out. And the Word of God says that when that happens, that it is edifying us. It is building us up. There's nothing wrong with building us up. That's what we need to do. Look what Ephesians 6, 13 through 18 says. This is good now. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. How many believe in the whole armor of God? Do you believe in that? We've been taught this since a little child. Remember the little kids carrying those uniforms, man, those armor uniforms, putting them on? Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. You remember those preachers, yeah. And having shod your feet with preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking what? The shield of faith. I mean, that's just some big stuff, isn't it? Look at the next verse. With which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And look what it says. Now take the helmet of salvation. Oh, we believe in that. Give it to me, Pastor. Give me the helmet of salvation. And the sword of the Spirit. I'm ready to do battle. Which is the word of God. And look what the last verse says. Won't we skip this for? But praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. You want to take on the whole armor of God, then you got to take on the whole armor of God. Listen, when I go out to battle, I don't want to go out to battle with just part of the armor. I mean, what an outcry. If we would send our guys to war, to Iraq, and say, here you go, here's a squirt gun and a bulletproof vest. Go for it. We're like, what are you doing? No, we want to give our guys the very best we can give them. We want to give them the night vision. We want to give them, you know, Apache helicopters. We want to give them all the latest techs and gadgets and weaponry that they can be the best soldier that they can be. This is what happened. When we don't pray with the Spirit, we're not taking on the full armor of God. We're not getting everything out of the Spirit that God has intended for us to be. So to take on the full armor of God is to what? It's to always pray with supplication in the Spirit. It's praying in the Spirit. It's speaking in tongues, as we see. Jude 20. Look what Jude 20 says. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on the most holy faith, praying in what? The Holy Spirit. This is how we build ourselves up. Throughout Scripture, we see this constant thread that this is how we edify ourselves. This is how we encourage ourselves spiritually, is through praying in the Holy Spirit. And we know that praying in the Holy Spirit has to do with speaking in tongues. When someone asks you, why would you pray in tongues? That's a question that we get all the time, isn't it? If someone knows you speak in tongues, they may ask you, why do you speak in tongues? And you just don't want to tell them. I'm going to just give you a very simple definition. When someone asks you, Fenelon, why do you speak in tongues? Or why would you want to speak in tongues? They simply say, because the Bible says that it builds me up. Plain and simple, right there. The Bible says that it builds me up. That should be the definition that we don't forget, and we can realize that this is why I speak in tongues, because the Bible says it builds me up. The Bible says that it builds me up. Anyone here today can say, I need to be built up. Anyone here that need that? I never met anyone who was honest and say, no, Pastor, I don't need any more building. I've gotten all I need. I'm good. I'm good. I'm perfect right now where I'm at. Me and Jesus are just like this, man. I'm right next to the Godhead, and I'm perfect, man. I don't make any mistakes. I'm doing everything good. I mean, I'm right there. I mean, none of us are there. We all need to be continually built up. And so how do we continue to build our spirit up is by yielding and praying in the Spirit. The Bible's very clear about this. And the third thing we see here is a choice. It's a choice to pray this way. It's a choice to pray in tongues, to pray in the Spirit. Ephesians 14:4, we just read it a second ago. He says, if I pray in tongues. So Paul says, if I pray in tongues. It's a choice you make. We see where they prayed in tongues. It's a choice. It wasn't something they didn't have a choice of doing. Okay, this is not something that's going to overtake you like a zombie, man. And you got, no, you make a choice. I'm going to pray in the Spirit. I'm going to make a choice to pray in the Spirit. It's a choice you have to make, that no one's going to force it upon you. No one can force it upon you. God's not going to force it upon you. But it's something you have to begin to open up your heart to. It's a choice of saying, God, I want to open up my heart to getting everything that God has for me. And God has given us this beautiful tool, beautiful thing called a gift of tongues. It's a thing where God can use in your heart to speak out a language through your spirit that man can't interpret. The devil doesn't know what you're saying. No one else knows what you're saying, but the Spirit is praying for you. And I tell you, when that happens, it builds you up because you know that the Spirit is praying on your behalf. The Spirit is going to the Father saying, this is exactly what this person needs today. They can't express it in their own words, but in their spirit, they're building themselves up. They're putting their faith in you. They're putting their trust in you. Well, Pastor, it sounds like gibberish to me. I don't understand. It sounds like gibberish to me. Well, how many today ever had kids? How many remember when your kids started talking? They all of a sudden get to the table. Oh, Dad, I was thinking today. As the Dow Jones goes up and down today, maybe you should pull your full portfolio and look at it and reinvest what you got going on. No, that wasn't what happened at all, was it? They started talking. It was like, da-da, ba-ba, na-na, ba-da, 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 ba-da. Didn't make any sense to me. I remember when Preston was small, especially Preston, because he had tubes. He didn't have tubes in his ear. He needed tubes in his ears, and we didn't know it. He had bad ears, and his ears would fill up with fluid really bad. He had a hard time hearing anyway. So he was young, and then he couldn't hear anything. And so we'd be at the table, and he'd be like, Dad, da-da-da, but who would I be? Da-da-da. I'm like, you want some more macaroni and cheese? Ah! And his older sister, Melissa, would say, he wants more potatoes. It's like, where'd you get potatoes out of? Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. And I give him potatoes, he's like, ah. And he still does it today. Yeah, potatoes, you know. Oh, my kids, they like that. Preston was speaking in tongues, and Melissa got the interpretation. I mean, this happened right there. What I'm saying is when we first begin to speak in tongues, we don't understand what's there. We don't always do. And that's the way it is as a new Christian. That's the way it is as a new person learning the gifts. It's faith. You don't know it all as a baby, but you're by faith, you just start speaking it out. You know what my mom and dad are doing? I'm going to do it, and I'm going to learn this language. And I'm going to begin to develop this, and they begin to develop by speaking it out. And we encourage them, and we just say, you can do it. You know, we speak to them. We teach them. They learn as they go. No one's going to just step out and start speaking in this great spiritual language all of a sudden. I mean, it's going to come to you in small steps. It comes to you as you yield your spirit. You may just begin to just barely get a few phrases out or a few syllables coming out. And it doesn't make a lot of sense to you. It sounds like a gibberish. But that's okay. It's okay because it takes faith to do that. It takes faith to get it out there. But we've got to do it anyway by faith. It takes faith. It's a choice. Listen, we pray in faith all the time. How many know when you pray in English, you're praying in faith? I mean, when you pray in English, you ever feel like your prayers don't make it past the ceiling sometime? You ever had those prayers and say, man, I just feel like it's not getting past the ceiling right now? But the Bible says that I'm to pray anyway. The Bible says by faith I pray and ask of God. And so by faith I pray anyway. By faith I ask God anyway, believing that he's going to hear me and answer my prayer. So I pray in English in faith all the time. The same thing with praying in tongues. When you speak in an unknown language, it takes some faith. But God, you know what? This maybe doesn't sound all... I don't know what makes sense, so I'm going to speak it out anyway. I'm speaking it out, and I'm developing it by faith. I'm praying it by faith. It's something that's coming there. Sometimes we worry, but Pastor, if I open up my heart to it and I yield to the Holy Spirit, it's going to come. It's going to take me like a zombie. And one day I'm going to be in Walmart, and I'm going to walk up to the intercom and start speaking in tongues. And it's not going to happen like that, okay? It's not going to happen. It's a choice. It's a choice as we open up our heart to this Holy Spirit. We open up, and sometimes we gotta do it by faith and say, God, I wanna exercise this gift of tongues that you've given me. God, I wanna exercise everything you have for me. It's another tool that God's given us. It's another thing by grace. It's another part of our armor that God wants to give you and I. It's another part of the gifts of the Spirit that he wants to give you and I. And we know this is for every believer. Now, not every believer is going to work in the public edification of interpreting tongues and speaking in tongues, but we know that every believer has the personal gift through grace of being able to speak in tongues if they so choose. If they so choose to operate and open up their heart, they can receive this gift of speaking in tongues. You know, today when we open up our heart to the Holy Spirit, that's how we do it. It's a choice of opening up our heart. Today when you leave and maybe you walk along the front here, and let's say you walk along the front, there's a check going to jump out of your pocket and jump into the offering basket, And you're going to stop and say, wait, wait, wait. I just received a gift of giving. Hallelujah. The check just jumped out of my pocket and ended up in the offering basket. And praise God, I just received the gift of giving. That doesn't make sense, does it? No. You're going to receive that gift when you take out your checkbook and write out a check, a large check. Hey, for going to have a little faith sometimes. Okay, write a check out. And I place it in there by faith. I'm choosing to operate in that gift of giving. It's a choice I make. The same thing. The Holy Spirit, when you open yourself up to Him, it's not going to be like, it's just going to jump out of me, man. And I'm just going to go, well, I got it. No, it's going to come by faith. I exercise it by faith. I pray by faith. I'm using it by faith. Well, Pastor, I just don't know if it's for me. I will tell you this. It's for everyone. If you're a Christian today, this is a gift that you have. It's a gift you can do. And I would say this to you, that you can develop this gift. And sometimes you may do it publicly, to receive the gift. Other times, maybe it happens privately. But we must make a choice to yield to the Holy Spirit and all that it has for us. We have to act on faith. I will tell you this, that when I was younger, that I was in a service where I was about 12 years old. And we went to this big service. There was a big youth camp going on, and my older sister was there. And so we went to that night service because it wasn't that far away. And they had this tremendous service going on, and things were happening. And as a kid, I kind of walked my way up to the front row and just observing what was going on. There were a lot of things happening. And so I was just wanting to see what's happening. All of a sudden, I get this push from behind. And next thing I know, there's like 30 people surrounding me. And they got their hands on me. And men are like, God, fill them with the Holy Ghost. They're shaking me. And I'm like, oh, God, they're going to kill me. And I'm thinking, I'm hungry. I don't want to be killed right now. I want to go eat. I'm 12. I want to eat. And they're not going to let me go until I speak in tongues. And they're like, oh. And I'm like, oh, God, help me, God. You know, and I started thinking about every foreign car I could say. And I just said a couple foreign cars' names. And you got it. And let me go, you know. And that's not how we operate, okay? I tell you, that scarred me for several years. That scarred me. And I was, even though I believed in it, I didn't want to have anything to do with it, man. I didn't know nobody going to do that to me again. You don't put me up against the wall and pin me like that. I'll come find you out of that. I'm kind of claustrophobic, you know. I don't want anybody to get surrounded me like that. I wasn't going to have that experience again. And in that, it really bothered me. And so, but I see as I got older and as I began to open myself back up to the Holy Spirit and say, not that I never believe in it, but I was like, you know, I want it, but I'm not going to get it like that. And so it came a time where I was opening myself back up to the Holy Spirit and studying the Scripture, and I rededicated my life to God. It was simply in a dorm room that I dropped to my knees one day and said, God, I know that you have the Holy Spirit for me. I believe it's real, and I want that gift in my life. And so I began to pray that prayer. I felt the Holy Spirit come in my life, and I just began to, I think that's it. And I began to speak it out, and I had just a few words come out of my mouth, but I knew it was me praying in tongues. And I felt it, so much peace in my life when I had it. And the next time I prayed by myself, I did the same thing, and I got a couple more words. And after that, this kind of came together. I developed that personally through my relationship with God, through my private time of prayer and getting that out. But it was a thing of me doing it by faith, okay? It's a thing of faith today. Why don't you bring me that map, if you would, please? It's a thing of faith that we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, we know today that when we are first saved. Thank you. And when we are first saved, we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We receive God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit is in us. So we already have the Holy Spirit in us. We don't have to be scared of what the Holy Spirit is because He's already alive in us. But what Scripture is talking about is that most of us live our life right here. You know, this is pretty good. I got a lot of the Holy Spirit right here in my life. It's in me. I know it's there. I believe in Jesus. I'm living for Him, trying to do what's right. And I feel Him leading me and guiding me at times in my life. But there's more to the Holy Spirit. How many know that this is good? But what He's talking about is that there comes a point of the baptism of the Holy Spirit where God says, I don't want you just to have this much of the Holy Spirit. He says, I want to pour out on your life a baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want your life to be an overflow. I want your life to overflow my Spirit, being poured into your life constantly, under my Spirit, constantly being in my Spirit. And what happens? As my Spirit is overflowing, then what happens? Those who are thirsty are going to come and say, what are you drinking up, man? You got more water? What is that? I'm thirsty for that. You can say, I was praying for you today. God was doing something in your life. You were going through something, and God told me to pray for you. And they're like, how did you know that? That's the Holy Spirit overflowing my life. Well, I want what you got. Give me some of that. You got more than enough. Give me some. What is that in your life? It's the power to make a difference. It's the power. Receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we get this mind thing thinking, you know, is it for me? It's for everyone who wants to receive it. Now, you may receive the tongues right away, and tongues may be something you have to work on by faith and do it in your own private time of developing that and letting God speak it through you. But I say this today, God's wanting to pour into you a fresh anointing of His Holy Spirit. He's not wanting you just to walk around with your glass full, man. He wants to overflow it in your life. That's how much gracious our God is. He wants that Spirit to overflow in us. He wants to pour it into us, not only fills us and quenches our thirst, but He says, I want it to overflow out of you, because when it overflows out of me, then I can touch people with it. People can come and drink of it, and they can taste and see that the Lord is good. They can taste of the living water and know that God is alive. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that God's wanting us to do. He's wanting us to walk in. He's wanting us to operate in. He's wanting us to receive. It's a choice. It's a choice to receive it. It's a choice to yield my heart to it by faith. It's Scripture. We see in Scripture where, man, it's everywhere. Thank you, Pastor Matt. Scripture's full over and over and over again that tongues is for today, that the power of the Holy Spirit is for today, that all the gifts, not just the tongues, but all the gifts are for us today. We can walk and prophesy. We can walk in knowledge, man. We can walk in everything the Holy Spirit, in miracles and healing. All these things the Holy Spirit has for us if we'll learn to yield to Him every day. So today the question is, are you ready? Are you ready to receive everything God has for you today? I want to ask you this question today. And just, you can keep your heads up here. I just want to ask you this question. How many of you say, Pastor, I want to receive everything God has for me. I want everything the Holy Spirit has for me. If that's you today, can you just raise your hands? That's me. How many also today say, Pastor, not only do I want to receive everything God has for me, I want a fresh touch today from God. I want a fresh touch from today. If you want a fresh touch from God, I'm going to invite you to come to the front today and just gather along the front and circle around the altar today with me. Join me here. I'm going to pray for everyone up here today. We're going to say a prayer together. I believe today that there's something happening in our spirit. There's something happening in your spirit today. Every gift from God is what is perfect, isn't it? Every gift from God is perfect. It's for us. It builds us up and edifies us. It sustains us. It encourages us. We don't have to, let me tell you this, we do not have to be scared of gifts from God. And he goes on to talk about, I want you guys to just kind of shift down a little bit, make sure we have room. Travis, if we need to, we can scoot a couple rows back, okay? You guys want to grab a couple of those rows and scoot them back. We don't have to be afraid of anything that God has for us. We don't have to be afraid of anything that God has for us today. Man, he says every perfect gift, he says, even says this, he goes, if you who are evil, that's talking about us, we got an evil nature. He goes, you who have a sin, evil nature, if you knew how to give good gifts to your kids, how much more do you think that your Heavenly Father wants to give you good gifts, wants to do good things for you? That every gift is from God and it's perfect for us and we can experience it. Now today you may be here for the first time and say, Pastor, this is really a lot for me to take in. I say, I understand, okay? I understand. I invite you to go to our website, mydestinychurch.com. You can download all the last 5 or 6 messages I've been talking about, and you can get more understanding what's going on there and maybe open yourself up more to what's happening there. Okay, go online, listen to those. But today, I believe that God is wanting you to do something fresh in your life. It says that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, it says that when Peter was ministering, when Paul was ministering, that it says that he would teach on the Holy Spirit and they would receive it. That's what happened. They would receive it. He didn't say they come along and just had to lay hands on everybody and they got, like he says, he just were preaching, they prophesy, and people just receive it. This is beginning to set on them, that the Holy Spirit began to set on them. And today, I know many of you have already been baptized in the Holy Spirit. You've had that experience. And so for you, I say, I pray that God gives it to you fresh and anew, that during this series and today, that God gives you a fresh touch of His Holy Spirit. Maybe some of you today, you're just opening yourself up. You've been, like I've been talking about, maybe either through a bad situation or maybe through a situation where you were just not taught at all. But now you're saying, Pastor, I want all God has for me. I want to receive every gift God has for me. And today, if that's you, I'm going to pray today and God will just give you a fresh baptism of His Holy Spirit. That God will begin to give you fresh anointing in your life. This is not going to be a weird thing. This is not going to be a big thing. We're just going to pray, and God's Spirit is going to be released. I'm telling you, as soon as I pray this prayer, God's Spirit is going to be released in your life, in your heart, and as you open it up, now, as you got to yield to it. As you open up your heart to the Spirit of God, God's going to fill you for the fresh and the new. So I want you today, if that's you, I want you to raise your hands where you're at. Say, God, I'm ready to receive all you have for me. Okay? Now, some of you, you may speak in tongues. Others, you may not speak in tongues. That's all right. I don't want you to get your mind on that right now. I want you to open yourself up to it. Say, God, I want anything you have for me. God, I want all your Spirit has for me. I want all your gifts. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, right now, Lord, through the power of the anointing of your Holy Spirit, what you said was for every believer here. God, I pray right now that you begin to release your Holy Spirit with a fresh outpouring, God, right now in every life, every heart, every hand raised, Father, in Jesus' name. I pray that your Holy Spirit begin to fill them fresh and anew according to the power of the Old Testament and the New Testament doctrine, God. We walk in faith. We pray in the Spirit. God, we know your Spirit is here for the fullness of who we are, and God, we receive every good gift from you. And God, right now, through the power of your Holy Spirit, I pray for a fresh baptism of your Holy Spirit, God. I pray for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit, God. We may be people who would open up our heart to you, would open up our life to you. We begin to receive, God, of your Holy Spirit. Right now, Father, I pray, let it be so in Jesus' name. 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 Let it be so in Jesus' name, God. I pray for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit, God, in our lives. Now begin to pray that, God, I receive all you have for me, God. Come, Holy Spirit, baptize me. I receive the fullness of who you are. Say, Holy Spirit, overflow in my life. God, Holy Spirit, be fresh and anew. Holy Spirit, fill my heart, fill my mind, fill my life with all that you have for me. God, I receive everything you have for me. God, I don't want to leave here today without putting on the whole armor of God. I want to pray in the Spirit. I want to pray, God, what brings edification to myself and edification to the body. God, I want to bring, Lord, every good gift that you have. God, I want to bring it with me. I want to walk in it. God, I want to experience it. And God, I pray right now. And as your hands are raised, as you're receiving right now the Holy Spirit, listen to what the Lord is saying as I prophesy to you right now. As I was praying this morning, God said, Destiny Church, that I am calling you to a higher level in me, that my Spirit's being poured out in you, and you're going to walk differently. You're going to walk and talk differently. There's going to be a new dimension coming in your life. That your heart has been open. You've been praying. You've been seeking. And right now, through the power of my Holy Spirit, I'm going to fill you in a way you've never experienced. And as you open up your life to me daily, it's going to be a daily thing with you and I. That daily, I'm going to take you to a new level. Daily, I'm going to take you to a higher dimension. Daily, I'm going to heal your hearts. Daily, I'm going to take away the things of the past that have hurt you. Daily, I'm going to take away the things that have rejected you. Daily, I'm going to take away the things that have held you back from walking in a new dimension in me. And today, by the Spirit, he is saying to you that he's going to walk in a new freedom. You're going to walk in a new cleansing. You're going to walk in a new anointing. You're going to walk with a new power of the Holy Spirit. You're going to speak in tongues. You're going to prophesy. You're going to do miracles. You're going to pray for the sick and they shall recover. You're going to speak to those who are lost in their heart and they're going to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You're going to have gifts of healing. You're going to have gifts of interpretation. You're going to have discerning of spirits. You're going to take command of the spirit of your home. You're going to walk into your home and you're going to know when the enemy is attacking your home and you're going to stand up and say, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I take hold of the Spirit. Jesus, you are edified here. You're going to rebuke the spirits and they must obey you. You're going to walk in a new authority, says the Lord. You're going to walk in a new dimension. Yield to that today. Pray for that today. Seek that today. This is not a one-time thing, but it's a daily thing. It's a God, I'm seeking your presence today in the name of the Lord. Come on, lift your hands. Father, we receive that word right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we receive that, Father, in Jesus' name. We receive that now in Jesus' name. God, we want to walk in a different dimension than you. God, we want to walk in a higher dimension than you, God. We want to walk in the Spirit is calling us and directing us and leading us. God, may our businesses, God, be businesses where your Spirit is blessing and changing our office. Lord, may our workplace, may our schools, may our homes, may our lives, God, be places where we're walking, Lord, in the Spirit. And God, you're working through us that we can have the power of the Holy Spirit to be your witness. God, I pray right now, God, for fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit daily in our life. That God, when we go up tomorrow morning, we say, good morning, Holy Spirit. God, there's a new anointing there. There's a fresh anointing there coming through our lives, filling us right now. And God, today we are just praying. God, I know today, Lord, you are doing great things in our spirits. God, you're refreshing us. God, you're filling us And God, I pray right now as we receive ye now, the Holy Spirit, as we receive ye now, the Holy Spirit, that I pray that God is something alive in their life. That God, today they would look back and say, this is a new beginning for me. This is a new beginning for my life. This is a new beginning in my marriage. This is a new beginning in my Christian walk. This is a new beginning of my children. This is a new beginning of my work. This is a new beginning as me, as I'm walking in the fullness of God has called me to be. No longer will I be passive in the spirit and just watch things happen. But I will step up with boldness, knowing that I've been equipped with the whole armor of God. I can take my spiritual authority through the gifts of the Spirit, and I can touch people's lives. I can pray for people and the sick, and they shall recover. God, it's not just a Sunday thing. It's got to be a Monday thing. This is not just a Sunday thing, but God, it's going to happen on Tuesday and Thursday. God, we are people who walk in the Spirit. It's what changes our life. It changes who we are. And we yield to that today. We say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Fill our life today. Fresh and anew. Fresh and anew. Fresh and anew. Amen. As we close out today and your hands are still raised, I want you to sing this chorus in your heart. Holy Spirit, rain down on me. Come on, Mel, lead us in. Comforter, comforter.
how we need your touch. And again, in Holy Spirit, rain on us, O Lord. Rain on us, rain. Let your power fall. Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. And come and change our hearts. And as we stand on your word, Holy Spirit, rain down.
Today, as we conclude this time together, I just say to you, every day when you get up, say, good morning, Holy Spirit. Learn to develop that time. When you're by yourself, you learn to pray in the Spirit. Develop that. Pray in faith. Learn to edify yourself. It's okay. That's where you do it. You learn it. Learn it when you're driving down the car. Okay? Don't be texting anybody. You're going to have a wreck. Okay? You just pray in the Spirit. That's better. Okay? Do it with your eyes open. Okay? And yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. Say, God, I want everything you have for me. I want my spiritual language you have for me. I want to develop that by faith. I want to receive that. I want to take every gift God's got for me. Man, I don't want to let go of any gift. I want to receive every gift God has for me. Is that what you want? That's what I want in my life. And that's what you want in your life today. And we're going to continue just to go where God's got for us today. I believe that God is calling us to a higher level. I'm excited what's going to happen. I've been getting so many emails. It's like I read this morning, that things like that happening. This is what it's about when we leave here, that we take the power of the Holy Spirit with us and we make an impact to the believers and the non-believers outside there. They may know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Make an impact in their life, that God's working through us through the gifts of the Holy Spirit, through His grace. Amen. God bless you today. Shake your hands, hug a neck if you want to. Remember the newcomer's dinner. We're going to be right behind these white doors to my right back here. In just a couple minutes, we'll be meeting back there with all the newcomers. We invite you to stay today. Meet us. The rest of you, we say have a great day. We'll see you Wednesday night. God bless you.